The opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics is just 15 days away. Athletes from around the world are already gathering in the Olympic Village in Athens. But some of them may end up competing in half-empty stadiums. Officials in Greece say they've only managed to sell 55% of their available tickets for Olympic events. And concerned about security and expense, many Americans are considering staying home, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
In his photography studio in an industrial section of Boston, Lou Jones is finishing up an advertising shoot. He says he's much more excited about his next project, the Olympics.
The athletes are beautiful. The backgrounds are beautiful. You know, I mean, the swimmers. Have you ever seen an international swimmer? They're enormous. They're so different than anything you've ever seen in your life when you see them up close.
Jones has photographed every Olympics for more than 20 years. He's not one of the lucky few photographers who get in the roped-off press areas. He has to jockey around with the rest of the spectators trying to get a good shot. But over the years, he says it's turned into a labor of love. He especially likes the moments right before a race.
You get the combinations. You get this person who looks like he's confident. This person who's scared, this person who's like totally in concentration.
But Jones may be a little lonely in Athens. He'd been planning to go with a friend who came with him to the Salt Lake City Winter Games.
But as time has gone on, she sort of thought more and more about it. Terrorism, it's a perfect target. And I think she thought a lot about that. The fact that it was going to be probably a lot of pollution, a lot of heat, a lot of people, and I think that the combined nature of all those things sort of made her rethink it and say, I'm not going.
A lot of other people across the U.S. are making the same decision. Kartan Tours, the major domestic agency for booking travel to the Olympics, says ticket sales are down 20% from what they were for the Sydney Games. Kartan Vice President of Sales, Don Williams, says some of that is due to security fears and tight hotel space in Athens, but he also says Greece hasn't promoted the Games as well as other countries have in the past.
The Australian Tourist Commission did a bang-up job of promoting Australia in connection with the Games, and it did help. For Athens, we don't see as strong a promotion, and I think it's had an impact on the Games.
William says the dollar's weakness against the euro has been a factor too, and the bad press about the construction problems in Athens hasn't helped. Paul Swangard directs the University of Oregon's Warsaw Sports Marketing Center.
Things like the swimming venue not having its roof over it and being out in the midday sun watching swimming, the time of year where it can be hot and miserable, it just makes it an easier decision to say, well, in the grand scheme of things, I'll wait for 08 rather than go in 04.
But Swangard isn't laying blame on those in Athens. He says the Olympics has just gotten so huge that there are only a handful of cities in the world that could possibly be expected to manage the Games smoothly.
The demands placed on these communities are unbelievable. And if the birthplace of the Olympics is centuries removed from hosting the first Games, can't hold the modern Games, it just goes to show how the Olympics is becoming almost too big for one city.
Swangard supports proposals to hold future Olympics in two cities in a region to make the event more manageable. But this time around, Greece being the birthplace of the Olympics, Greek officials are hoping residents there will turn out in force and rescue them from the embarrassment of a poorly attended Games. A recent poll suggests that local residents are getting more enthusiastic, and many are planning to buy tickets at the last minute. Chris Arnold, NPR News.